Hello and welcome to Attract Positive Results, the show where each week I help you to navigate life's challenges, discover a beautiful, amazing new relationship with yourself, and, of course, attract positive results.
Hey, do you keep attracting the exact people, situations, and experiences that you don't want? Well, stick around because I'm going to tell you exactly why you're doing that and how to change it forever. Hey, my name is Max Ryan, and I'm a spiritual teacher. I'm a law of attraction trainer. I'm also intuitive, and everything that we do here on this channel is to help you to attract positive results internally, externally, and everywhere in your life. So if that's you and that's what you want, more positive results, then please click the subscribe button and give me the thumbs up. I would really appreciate that. Let's get talking. So one of the things that happens when people come to me, they tell me something along the lines of, I keep attracting the same kind of guy. I keep getting the same kind of job. I keep getting in the same kind of relationships, whatever it happens to be. I keep doing the same things over and over and over, and I just keep trying not to do them, and they keep happening. Is that you? Well, law of attraction is a very, very powerful law, and I just like to call it the law. The law, because the law is running your life whether you know it or not. So the way that it's working, the way law is working, is that God, universe, source, life, whatever you want to call it, is always saying,
yes.
It's always saying,
yeah, baby.
It's always saying,
yeah. Well, yes.
It's always saying yes to what you are focusing on. So what you focus on, you get more of. And most people don't get this because they keep trying to get things out of their life that they don't want in their life by focusing on it. Does that make sense to you? So for example, if you're looking for a partner and you're really, really passionate about somebody that does not smoke, they're not a smoker. He doesn't smoke, she doesn't smoke, whatever happens to me. Who knows who smokes anymore? But I'm just using it as an example, right? So you're focusing on smoking, 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 and you're much more likely to see and attract smokers all around you. Or it'll be really great, and then you'll find out, oh crap, they smoke. It's because what you resist persists. You will always attract what you're pushing against. Not what you're wanting in your life, but what you're pushing against. So this can go for anything in your life. The type of job you don't want, the type of relationship you don't want, the type of money you don't want. This is a good one. I don't want to be poor. I don't want bills. I don't want to be poor. I don't want bills. And guess what keeps happening? You keep attracting situations and experiences that keep you poor and that keep the bills coming in, right? From A Course in Miracles' point of view, it would say that you create exactly what you defend against. Because what you're doing metaphysically and spiritually is that you're giving attention to exactly what you don't want, and you're giving it power over yourself. And the more attention you give to something, the more it's likely to manifest in real physical form in your life. One of the things that you really need to understand if you want to attract incredible positive results in your life is that you have to understand the law of attraction, or the law, is about continually going towards what you do want, what you do want, what you do want. 90% of the people on this earth, you might have done this in your life, and I'm sure you have because all of us have, is that you've been living your life based on, I don't want this, I don't want that, I don't want this. So remember, stop. I'll give you in a second a really valuable tip. Stop pushing against what you don't want. I don't want to be late. I don't want to be early. I don't want them to say this. I don't want them to fire me. I don't want to. All of those things are resistance, and you will bring exactly into your life what you don't want. And listen, I want something more for you. I want you to be able to really attract what you want. So remember, this is everything. The more that I work, the more that I have lived my life in this way, the more I have attracted incredible things in my life, because I really do focus on what I do want instead of what I don't want, what I don't want, what I don't want. So get ready, get your pen and paper out, because here is something that will change your whole life. Okay, so all of the negative results that you keep bringing into your life over and over and over are based on three words, and three words only. And these three words are so powerful, you don't even know how powerful they are. And here's the deal. Research has shown that you say these three words at least 100 to 300 times before lunchtime. So we want to eliminate these words or greatly reduce them. And when you start to do that, you're going to start to move towards instead of pushing against. All right, here are the three words. Like I said, you have to completely eliminate or at least start to greatly reduce these words. The first word is don't. You have to start to really stop using the word don't. Because when you say don't, you say, I don't want smokers. And then you're focusing on smokers, right? I don't want to be late. You're focusing on being late. All right? So number one word is don't. All right, the second word is a word that you're using all the time too, and it is the word not. You may be using the word not like, I am not going to tolerate anyone speaking to me that way anymore, and then people keep speaking to you that way. I am not going to be late, and you're late. I am not going to say I'm sorry, and then you end up saying you're sorry. Do you get it? So, number one is don't, number two is not. Okay, the last and final word is two letters, and you use this all the time, is the word no. No more yelling, no more screaming, no more whatever it happens to be. All right? So, you have to eliminate these. You've got to start to eliminate these things. I am telling you, honestly, once you start to eliminate saying these things, it's going to change. Once you start to eliminate thinking these words, it's going to change things. And once you start to eliminate feeling these words, it's going to change everything. Okay, let's wrap up. All right. So now you know what you resist will persist, or you will create exactly what you don't want into your life. So the three words are don't, not, and no. Listen, you can even start to eliminate these in your writing, in your emails, in your thinking, in your feeling, and in your speaking, okay? All right, but before we go, I have one extra bonus for you. When you think about what I don't want, when you're thinking it, when you're saying it, when you're writing it, here is a sentence to help you completely change your vibration, right? So I want you to start to say, if I don't want this, what do I want? What do I want? If I don't want red, I want blue. If I don't want smokers, I want healthy partners. If I don't want to go out that door, I want to go out this door. You get it? So this small thing is so huge, I can't even tell you how big it is. I've already said that before and I need to say it again. Stop being push rock uphill to try to make your life work. It will never work. It'll never work. So thank you so much for spending your time with me. I know that your time is really valuable and I really appreciate it. So hopefully something over the last few minutes has really started to shift you and change you. Please put comments below because I will read them and I will respond to them. I'm here to help you in any way I can. All right? So if you watch this whole video and you want to subscribe, I really would appreciate that. Give a like, give a subscribe, and share it with
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that the podcast brought up some things for you to help you in your life, to really navigate life's challenges. But if you are still looking for more help, more guidance, I would love to talk to you. I'd love to talk to you about how I can help you in a deeper, more significant way to really master the art of joyful living and attract positive results. To do that, you can just go to attractpositiveresults.com/apply, and I will book out some time with you for about 30 minutes where we will discover exactly what is blocking you and how to get through that. Okay? All right. As I always say, I pray that love will guide you, and I will see you next time.